Hello, sunshine! Welcome, welcome, welcome to another empowering episode of Total Fitness God's Way, the show where you get equipped to reclaim your faith, hope, and love, to unleash your God-given potential and fulfill your vision. If you are someone who wants to become more confident and self-disciplined to achieve success, but are struggling with low self-esteem and self-sabotaging behaviors, then this episode is for you. Today, we'll discuss the importance of self-discipline and its direct impact on your life. I'm also going to share my own personal strategies with you that will equip you to bridge the gap from where you are to where you want to be. But before we get started, if you haven't listened to episode 29 yet, I want to urge you to do that first, then come back for this episode. I promise you'll thank me later. Are you tired of attempting to change your habits or setting new goals just to give up days later to start all over again coming Monday? Are you desperately craving to persevere and achieve your goals because you want to live a life that makes you want to jump out of bed every morning? You want to spend time in the Word to have a closer connection with God. You want to spend quality time with loved ones. You want to have time to build your dream life, and you also want to live a healthier lifestyle and give back to your community. The problem is that most days, you are exhausted from trying your best just to juggle all the responsibilities of being a working wife and mom, while feeling that you barely have the time or energy to fill your own cup. My friend, I get you, because that was me too. The truth is, time and energy are not the problem. Self-sabotaging behaviors and limiting beliefs are the real culprits. Hey, I'm Vilma, a child of God, a wife, and a homeschooling boy mom. Growing up, I was subjected to abuse, which led to my marital problems, financial ruin, and mental health problems. Finally, in 2020, I hit rock bottom. I questioned and blamed God for all my afflictions and even shunned Him. Then, during my path to healing, I learned what it meant to walk in His power, to break the chains of my mental barriers, to be all that God called me to be. Now, as a certified Christian transformation coach, I'm on a mission to equip you to also break free from your mental barriers through spiritual growth and success habits to achieve total fitness God's way. My dear friend, you are at the right place at the right time. I am here to walk alongside you every step of the way. Together, we will unleash your God-given potential and unlock the incredible power that lies within you to stand up boldly in who God created you to be, to believe in yourself and your God-given abilities and gifts, to turn your dreams into reality. So grab your notepad and get ready. Victory awaits you. Alrighty, let's jump right in. In episode 29, we established that you have a God-given potential. And today, we're taking it to the next level. Potential to achievement. Mastering self-discipline to bridge the gap from where you are to where you want to be. Self-discipline is the key that unlocks the door to success when you are struggling with low self-esteem or self-sabotaging behaviors. And mastering self-discipline is essential if you want to embark on your journey toward achieving total fitness God's way. Now, before you even think that you don't have what it takes to practice self-discipline, I want to stop you right there, because that's nothing but a limiting belief. 2 Timothy 1:7 states, God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. You just need to learn to take baby steps to build your self-confidence. And before you know it, you'll believe that you also have a spirit of self-discipline and a can-do attitude. My friend, self-discipline is nothing more than training yourself to do what you should do when you should do it. whether you feel like it or not. It's not about restricting yourself, but about gaining control over your life. You simply need to learn to control your impulses, your emotions, and your actions to lead a more fulfilling life. But it requires daily practice, consistency, commitment, perseverance, and self-awareness. Now, this is my top 6 strategies to master self-discipline. Have you got your pen ready? Step number 1. Start by drafting a very clear vision statement by imagining where you want to be in the next 5 years. Ask yourself, where would you like to see yourself? What are your aspirations? What do you hope to accomplish? Don't limit yourself. Don't overthink it, and don't think about your lack of money, your lack of time or resources or any other obstacles. Pretend as if your dream life has already come to fruition. So write your vision statement in the present tense. So your vision statement will serve as your roadmap from now on. And before you even start writing your vision statement, pray and ask God to let the Holy Spirit guide you while doing this exercise. Step number 2, eliminate all the time-wasting distractions. You need to be intentional with your time. Prioritize and determine what is most important to you. Being in front of the telly is a time waster, not relaxation. Stop scrolling mindlessly on social media too. There was a study done in 2019. It's the Journal of Behavioral Addiction Study. And it examined the relationship between smartphone use and psychological well-being in young adults. It found that excessive smartphone use was associated with higher levels of anxiety and depression, as well as lower levels of overall well-being and life satisfaction. The truth is, technology is a distraction, not a relaxation tool. If you want to relax, take a short walk, switch off your mind, and just be quiet. Step number 3, create a new routine with set daily habits. Ask yourself, who do you need to become, and what should you do in order to make your vision a reality? Unless you take action, nothing is going to change. You know the saying, fail to plan, plan to fail. So work out a set schedule for each day. But the secret is that you start by taking baby steps. Don't try to set big, hairy, audacious goals. Because as soon as you don't achieve those big, hairy, audacious goals, you become discouraged and throw in the towel once again. My friend, you want this to become a lifestyle, not a life sentence. So ask yourself, what small steps can I incorporate into my daily schedule that will inch me forward to fulfill my future vision? How do I need to act? And what should I do every single day? It could be anything from starting to exercise for 5 minutes or spending 30 minutes learning something new to upskill yourself, or just practicing gratitude even. But plan your schedule ahead of time. Know this, there is freedom within structure. Step number 4, harness the power of patience. You might have already seen some funny video clips of children being given the choice between getting one marshmallow or delaying gratification to receive another marshmallow afterward. Did you know that it actually started as a study by an Austrian-American psychologist, Walter Mischel, in the late 1960s and early 70s? The study found that children who were able to delay gratification and wait for the second marshmallow demonstrated better academic performance, higher SAT scores, healthier body weight, and greater overall success in various areas of life later on. The moral of the story is that short-term discomfort leads to long-term fulfillment. And what I find most valuable is that it creates a feeling of pride in yourself for being able to withstand temptations and discomfort to double your rewards later on. Step number 5, practice self-accountability. Remember, self-discipline is built upon consistent daily habits. So practice self-accountability. But don't overcomplicate it with unnecessary systems or apps or technology. Keep it simple. Go onto Canva and create a daily checklist with a monthly progress chart to track your progress. Laminate it and stick it on your fridge. That serves as a visual reflection of your perseverance and progress toward fulfilling your vision. And let me tell you, there is no greater motivation or inspiration than seeing your monthly progress chart grow daily with another checkmark. And last but not least, step number 6. Seek support from friends, family, or join groups that will encourage personal growth and accountability. Surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals will motivate and inspire you throughout your personal growth journey. And my friend, know this, self-discipline will unlock new levels of personal growth, success, and fulfillment. And if you practice these 6 strategies, you will unleash your potential to overcome low self-esteem and self-sabotaging behaviors. Remember, mastering self-discipline is going to be a journey, not a destination. It will take time, it will take effort, it will take continued practice, and it will take patience. But with God's help, you can stay focused and disciplined to unleash your potential. And that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me again. And I pray that this episode has blessed you in some way. If it did, I would truly appreciate it if you would leave a rating or review. And don't forget to hit that follow button to stay tuned for more empowering episodes. And you know, sharing is caring. So please help me spread the word by sharing this episode. You never know who else needs to hear this message today. Sis, if you are ready to transform your life, check out the show notes for links to free resources, how to connect with me, where to join us on social media, as well as for more information on booking a private coaching session or buying a copy of my book, Swap Your Way for God's Way, or even if you want to enroll in the Total Fitness God's Way coaching program. And your reminder for today is that you are capable to be more, do more, and have more, because you are more than a conqueror through Him who loves you. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Have a fantastic, blessed week, my friend.